Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the message show. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Johan Els. And of course, you know, when children of the Most High pray, things happen. Not that it is their prayers that make things happen, but the Father is attentive to the needs of His children. Johan, thank you for your prayers. We really appreciate. And then, of course, we are together and we will join in Cape Town Parokia. Yes. We will join Parokia in Cape Town and we'll try by all means also to connect with Professor Wilson. There's, I think, we will have to facilitate her recordings earlier on because she's in a meeting. You know how these things go. She's in a meeting, right? And I wanted to start with this song. Let's go into a new day, you and I. You know, the past is full of itself. And we have today. And it says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. We have today. And we can speak today to whatever it is that is happening. Either we support it, or either we say it shouldn't happen. And we believe the Father, whatever it is, and we pray in the Holy Spirit, whatever it is that we bind and whatever it is that we loosen is as such. So let it be incumbent upon us to really proclaim a new day each and every time, a fresh beginning, for His mercies are new every morning. So it should be a new day. Anyhow,
connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Yeah, man. George Benson, the beautiful song, man. I used to play this as a young man, you know. Just I was in high school when I was playing this. Not only I, but many people who had become iconic presenters and DJs and producers who have become well-known far much more than I. Whose faces are in everything, you know, even in animation. You won't even find mine. I'm not complaining, though. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Cape Town and let us welcome Parokia. Shalom, Malak. How? Kandin tatuloka inawako Cape Town. And that they want good
one. All right. Dumela. Shalom to you, Ma'ak. Shalom Rabbah to your household. Shalom Rabbah to the whole of the Pulpit family. Also to Professor Wilson Dejan. It is great. It is good once again. Cecil Womack and Linda Womack, the song Ya New Day. Beautiful piece.
Because she's doing the baking vocals there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, many people don't know this is the wife of Bobby Womack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That is the wife of Bobby Womack of the group Womack and Womack.
And
many people know the song Teardrops. Or what do they call that one?
Yes. That's another one as well, yeah.
Yeah, Elaya Dim Dim. Baby, let me groove you. Oh, no, no. I need
to. Yeah.
Baby, what you want? It's a married couple, man.
I'm telling you.
It's a married couple, just like Peaches and Herb. And then also Ashford and Simpson. And many people don't know that Valerie Simpson is the one that is actually playing the instruments on Ashford and Simpson. The guy is the, Anyway, are you well, Mala? Yeah, Nicholas.
I'm great, except that I'm just tired. But otherwise, other than that, I'm really great. And Baruch Abba Yahuwah for...
Hallelujah.
My life for everyone's life, yeah. So I appreciate so much. Thank you so much for asking, and I hope that you also are well.
I am getting there, man. I am getting there. I'm getting there. Pains are rescinding, or you know the. Yeah, I'm getting there. You know, dealing with pain is something else. You know, and then you have to work, and you have to deal with pain, and you drive these long distances. You have these seminars, and everywhere you have to go. It takes a toll on you, in one way or another. Anyway, Professor Bui Sondezi won't be joining us tonight because she has rushed into a meeting, from a meeting to a meeting.
Right.
But
back to back.
But we have her renditions, her contributions are here, and we will be able to hear her. Many people say, "Oh, you said she's not there, but she's there." Yes, technology, man, technology.
Yeah,
you can record someone where they are, and I believe that. The aspect of the carnal mind, we should talk about it just as much. And I want this to be part one. Maybe we will do three series on this one until we get to the spiritual mind. But the notion of a carnal mind is that mind which is earthly, but very much people would say a carnal mind is a natural mind that is governed by mere human instincts or by mere human drives or the human nature. A carnal mind is earthly, others would say so. And others would say a carnal mind is a mind that one had when they lived the old life. And it also would show the aspect of wickedness, evil thoughts and all that are derived from the carnal mind. All plots of wickedness, they are derived from the carnal mind. And others can speak of evil imaginations that come forth. And then others can speak of a depraved mind, depraved philosophy, a depraved mindset, a depraved life view. A carnal mind can also speak with regards to that. And we are asking ourselves as to whether then, if that is the case, what does it have to do with us? And the answer is, what kind of mind do we find ourselves at times? Are we seeing ourselves fluctuating between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind? Are we seeing ourselves being lukewarm? And when can we say, yeah, our thought patterns are carnal? When I want to take revenge, when I imagine myself as better than others, when I guilt-trip people, the highest form of narcissism, it's all from a carnal mind. False accusations and all those things, evil plottings, devices of wickedness. When I start giving a bribe, when I start taking a bribe, when I start yielding to corruption, when I start insinuating or perpetuating a corruption, then I am at a state of carnality, a depraved mind. And one would say, when they look into my mindset and say, he has a carnal mind. And today, the manner in which we do things, the manner in which we fellowship, the way in which we had given names to the works of the Father, we've named the works of the Father after our own idolatry that you see even amongst us. I don't know, man. I wanted to speak about this at some stage and to ask what truly is our heritage. And I wanted to deal with this topic in September, and many people were saying, you better shut it. You better zip it. Keep quiet. Don't talk about it. And it's not here at the radio station. It's people that I'm associated with. I said, no, 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 don't touch that. Don't touch that. Maybe it's because they are making quite a lot of money out of these heritage services. Yeah, just like the Valentine services in the churches. Anything that has to do with the ministry, tshwantse ho tswa sa demand. And people basically, because this person is continuously put upon them, they absorb this into their subconscious and they start to equate this with the highest form of priesthood. Yeah, they start to, seriously. And others would tell you, well, I greet you in the name of the God of my Papa.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Isn't that carnality on our part, man? It's very easy to say, hey, the taxi drivers are carnal. The teachers are... It's very easy to point fingers. Let's look at ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. So that we present the Christ that is not blasphemed at because of us. And I'm not trying to say you, I'm saying us, I'm including me. The notion of carnality, that stature, is there upon everyone. If there is a time that you have entertained a temptation in a way, and logically, ebe wa tswaka le batilela la escape lela, ntate. Seo sa amolela gore carnality le wena e na le o tlhasela. Yahushua HaMashiach was tested in every way, yet without sin. Lere, now we are experiencing that, okay, but rena ho different, yet with sin at times, or mostly. Kerarena, I'm including me. Akinya ko bolela ke re batho ba bang. I want us, no. I want us to look at ourselves. Let's look at ourselves and stop guilt tripping people and say, yeah, when ungenza so when. Let's look at ourselves. I like this other friend of mine. He was asked a reason, and he was asked, Mona, we see your marriage ended in divorce. You know what that guy said? He said, it's because of me.
Wow.
Every time, man, I've never heard him saying a thing about his former wife. Nothing. He'd say, look, man, the divorce came because there were states in my life where I was just carnal. And he's not talking about hore, no, negisa robale hai, kina lidi cheri, ngina bantu. He says, because I was appointed by the Most High to take care of the family. There are areas that I did not, and it led to this.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, absolutely. I think sometimes, Malak, you know, I'm afraid to tell you what I almost did or what I did. You know why? Because you have seen my pictures in the highest form of priesthood, almost above the papacy. I'm there in the potentate level. And so you say, if I can tell this guy, hey, Muna, he won't speak to me no more. You know, he won't have time with me no more. He won't speak. He won't be in speaking terms with me. I will no longer be regarded as his colleague because, hey, Muna, you know me, bra, ne? As I was growing, I was looking at these men of God I was really looking up to. And even now, I still do. You know what I thought? I looked at myself, katinyefula, Malak. You know, grew up in the streets. I was acclimatized to almost anything. Look, man, I saw murder, even though I did not murder anyone. But I saw people being murdered. I saw people being stabbed to death. I saw people being shot. You understand what I'm trying to say? And I saw people gambling. I saw people doing all kinds of things. I saw people thriving on crime in the streets. And then when I became born again, these people were all over the pictures, man. Looking like, you know, the highest form of potentate. And I'm not saying we are not the royal priesthood. Yes, we are in every possible way. But the way it was put, it became difficult for me to overcome some things. So I had to take longer to overcome those things because I was afraid if I can tell them to Bishop Baruch, yeah. I'm going to be a sermon of the month.
Hey, and that's what they do.
You see, and so I kept quiet. Let me tell you, there's a guy, Barkipita Msutu, and then I heard that he passed away. You know, my friend Prajo said to me, hey, that man kidi orla. So, you know, in Atriville, when they say someone kidi orla, it means this person is orly, he has passed on.
Yeah.
Pita Msutu. I had started going to church. I don't know, man. That guy was full of sinister ideas. I don't know what he was doing there. But when the church was coming out, Peter Musutu was near the door. And I think he was passing by at the hall. You know, I think he was passing by, man. You know, let's not blame him. He was just passing by, but he stopped when he saw me. And then he said to the pastor, Ntate Moruti, wa mana yena o naleng yena o? Yena o? O na le bolwetse ba tšhelete. A kgone nna 2 days a sena tšhelete o. Ge re ka utlwa ba re Moruti o suile, ra itse gore ke o. He was pointing at me. That pastor, look, I went into that church. That pastor did not talk to me for 3 months. He did not talk to me. And nakiaya ko kerekeng e la ke a dula song. He did not talk to me for 3 months. And I think the things that he heard really affected him. He became carnally minded towards me. He didn't see that, here's a lost soul that continues to come and knock at the door to become part of us. I don't know if it is his strategy or what. A friend of mine, his name is Anton Ziegler. He lives in New York. He runs a ministry that assembles in what we call, what is that park in New York? That big park. Malak, that big park, what do they call that big park in New York? New York.
In New York.
Yeah. The Central.
No, not Times Square.
The Central. No, is it Central Park? Yes.
Yes.
This is a Central Park. Yes. He runs a ministry. There are so many, so they can't enter into a building. So they go to the park. And basically, it's people from different ministries. And he says to me when he was here, he says, Ray, there's this lady I had an affair with. And I was a pastor. I was born again. I was a youth pastor there, and I had an affair with this lady. And then as time went on, I decided, no, man, I can't continue to live this kind of life of sin. So I broke things off. And I continued with my not guilty verdict of being forgiven, spirit-filled, tongue-talking. And the girl remained in the world. Check this out. It says the girl became saved 12 years later. And you know what the girl said? The girl says, I could have been saved when I met you on the first day. But you were having sexual intercourses with me. And you left me, and I hated being a believer because of what you did. Look. Imagine if I had died in that 12 years. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. There I am with many stories, and Barukia is going like, yo.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. Malak, let me look into the very aspect of a carnal mind. In Psalm 49 verses 11 says, their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. When people worship their own successes and their own achievements, their own accolades, when they start looking down at others because they have degrees and cars and millions and fame and all that, and they even name streets after their own names. It says these are depraved. Carnality is just like that. Hey, aren't we naming ministry after our own selves, man? Mm-hmm. Go and check. Yes, go and check. Go and check. Ray Lehodi Ministries. La la. Chelete it kaspidi baraite genu. Chelete ita genu. Yo ijagamka.
Yeah.
And in Romans 1:28 it says, and even as they did not like to retain Abba Yahuwah in their knowledge, Yahuwah gave them over to a debased mind. We start to say carnal mind is a mind that is without the foundations of Yahuwah. It's debased. It's cut off from the foundation. To debase means to cut off from the base. And says, to do those things which are not fitting. Any form of thought, the things that we do which are not fitting, are indicative of a carnality on our part. I didn't say on your part. I said on our part. I include myself there. Malak, what comes to mind?
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Shalom,
okay.
Shalom.
What the topic? All right. Can you tell me that we have at least episode 1 and 2? So
yeah.
I want to go from also the Hebrew perspective, because then it is the true language, and what they call carnality, it is called basar. That is what it's called. And when we look at the word basar,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. All I'm thinking of al-basar, yes.
Okay, yeah. So when we look at this word basar, it's divided into three letter names that forms the word basar. So we look at the bar in basar, which represents the container, which can be the body and it may be the heart. Right? That's one. And then we look at the sa in basar, which can be associated with the letter S, which is like to twist. How you see how the S is
twisted, yes.
Yes, it's twisted. So which relates to coiling, right?
Yeah.
And then we have the letter R. The letter R, that's where the head, it's taken from the shape of the head. That is where we have the letter R. Now, when we're looking at the letter R in basar, what is it that we're looking at? We're looking at the head. And when we speak of the head, that's where thoughts, the mind, the reasoning comes from. So now, already the picture is painted, because now we can see now, it is about now, when you started, you spoke of the evil mind, right? Because now what happens is that everything starts to be twisted. What is supposed to be upright already now, it starts to no longer be upright, but it gets twisted the other way around.
Yeah.
What is good, now I wanna twist it and I see evil as good. So that is now what that word is, meaning that now it would mean that it's a transition of message that goes into the flesh, basically. So which means we get to be ruled by impulses of the body. When we can also say it, right, the flesh meaning the body now, the outer expression, it reveals the point of this basar, whereby now there's that twisting that happens. So everything now gets to be twisted. The word of truth gets to be twisted. It's not what it's meant to be. The word speaks of uprightness, but now I no longer do what is upright. Instead, I go the other way around. Everything gets to be twisted. Now, when you read Romans 1:28, which says they did not, and even as they did not like to retain Elohim in their knowledge, he gave them over to the reprobate mind to do things which are not proper. Well, honor now, that's the word exactly to say already now, we were supposed to be doing things that are proper. We were supposed to walk in uprightness, but now things are no longer the same. It has been twisted. The S inside, meaning that is the one that sort of twisted that the way I retained that thing, even in the garden. Khurwata, they were told, do not eat of this tree. Now he changes everything. He convinces the woman, and the woman ends up eating. Then from there, the woman now, I register the idea to the husband. And which means now, it is when we reject the knowledge of Abba Yahuwah, because then our mind get to be corrupted. We are unable to discern that which is right from wrong, and that is what this reprobate mind is about, or this basar is about, meaning that we are now disconnected from the Ruach HaKadosh, which is the Holy Spirit. So the heart, which is supposed to contain the word of Abba Yahuwah, now it's no longer clean. It is full of evil and wickedness. So we will start to hate. We will start to steal. There's so many things, false accusations. You spoke of taking the bribe, corruption, evil imaginations. That is now who we are at that time, because we have allowed to be twisted, we have allowed to be coiled. So the serpent has taken that which is of truth. I twist, and then now Rabona failing maka, Rasibona ilen miti, Rabona ile maka.
Anna.
That is now what that word means, because Rtanzi Rekalohane from the organic way, the original language.
Yes.
And that is taken from, it's from Psalm 119. When you look at the bar is letter number 2, which is alphabet B in English, 9 from verse 9 to 16.
Yes.
And then the sa is taken from 113 to verse 113 to 120, and the ra is taken from 153 to 160. So these are alphabets.
Yes.
BSR. So these are alphabets. But now, we just write this language unaware of what is it that we are writing. But every alphabet that we write, it has got a deeper meaning. So it is for us to start to understand that what is it that it means. Because now, then re khona go ithaloganya sentle ka mokgwa o abaya hua wants us to understand it. The way Jefela, like, you know, it's now to say everything gets twisted and now everything gets corrupted. What is you no longer in my image, basically, according to the image of Arayahua, because when he does man, he says, let me make man in my image and likeness.
Yes.
Now, ha afako cheka Adamu le Hawa bafetukhile. They are no longer the same. He cannot find them. That is why now he looks for them, because they are supposed to be in his image, and now they are no longer. And that is now to explain for us to be able to understand. For it. Now, we no longer the same, and how he's created us. But, they play together, right? They don't know anything about racism.
Yeah.
They're all about love. But as they start to grow, the other one is taught racism. The other one is taught to look at this one differently. So you can see now, when there was purity in the beginning, but this which was innocent and pure starts to be fed, starts to be poisoned, and at the end now, it starts to bring fruits now, according to how it is poisoned. And now, then we start to look at people differently, and we think maybe we're better than them and all that. And that is what carnality is, because we are unable to discern right from wrong. That is what it is.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this. We are touching base on the very issue of what is implied by the notion of a carnal mind. When we speak of a carnal mind, what are we referring to? And then, of course, this being the human, earthly, and natural mind governed by mere human nature, the evil mind or heart that embraces the old life, a mind that always is depicting a state of depravity or deprivation, and a mind that is not geared towards that which is of our Father, our Heavenly Father. Send us a WhatsApp. How do you see if one has a carnal mind? What is a carnal mind according to you? 0826572729. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue, and tell us as to how does one detect then that one has or has deteriorated into mere carnality and old mind. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. And send us those WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. I am keen to hear from you. And then also, just as much as you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say on the matter. I am going to also tune in that we listen to Professor Buiso Ndezu, who has not been able to be with us tonight, but we were able to record earlier on her responses. Professor, greetings to you. We trust you are well. May the Father do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much also for making time for us.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for that warm welcome. I greet you with your family. I greet Brother Parukia and his family, the family of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach. Yes, of course, tonight we are talking about a carnal mind. What kind of a mind is this one? This is a mind that is full of self. This is a mind that is void of the knowledge of God. This is a mind that is full of the worldly desires. So in other words, this is a mind that has chosen to be contrary to the mind of the Father. This is a mind that focuses on the things of the world. This is a mind that does not have the capacity to retain the word of God. It cannot retain the truth of God. It cannot walk according to the ordinances of the Father. This is what we are talking about when we talk of a carnal mind. This is a mind that is self-centered, not God-centered. It is unable to grasp nor receive the things of the Spirit. It means the things of the Spirit to this mind are just null and void. They mean nothing because this mind is governed by everything that happens in the world, governed by anything that the flesh would desire. So this is a mind that has rejected the truth of God. This is a mind that is enmity against God. When we read Romans 8, starting from verse 6 to 10, but I would just like to read from verse 6 to 8, it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Hallelujah. The carnal mind is the mind that is in the flesh. It is a mind that is contrary to the nature of God. And it says here, where we started in verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. You cannot be in God and want to associate yourself with God if you are not going to be in the character and the nature of God. What is the nature of God? The nature of God is to be spiritual. We are talking about the true living Spirit, because other than Him being the center of your life or being the one who has a final authority over your mind, there is no way that you can be alive in God, that you can be in God. So it means if you are short of being in God in terms of the livelihood in your spirituality, you are carnal, because the focus is more on the flesh. And it says if you are therefore more in the flesh, you have created enmity against God, because you are not living according to the law of God. The law of God pushes us and informs us that we need to live according to the Spirit so that we can please the Father. So those who are pleasing God are those who are living by the law of the Spirit, because the law of the Spirit aligns with Him. You live in God if you live by the law of the Spirit. So when we talk of a carnal mind. We therefore talk about that mind that says no to the Spirit of God and say yes to the things of the world. It does not retain the things of God. That's the mind we are talking about. So if that mind cannot retain the things of God, it means the knowledge of God is not also retained by this mind. It would rather compromise and do things that are of the world. Romans 1:28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. So this is a mind that ends up being rejected by God simply because this mind decided to go with the things of the world, to go with carnality. It rejected the truth of God repeatedly to a point that it creates for itself systems that they are going to use to live by. So this is a mind that is characterized by the world, characterized by the desires of the world, because it does not retain the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is life. The knowledge of God is spirit. The knowledge of God is light. And this is what is being spoken of here, that if we cannot retain God and understand what God wants, we therefore fall back to what we are normally understanding as our point of departure. And what is that point? Is a point of the flesh, the point of normality of most of the people. So that is a point of carnality, and we therefore live by the law of the flesh. So when we live by the law of the flesh, we cannot therefore think and believe that we are the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. So a carnal mind cannot house the law of the Spirit, cannot house God. So that's a mind that would rather go around and look for those things that will satisfy their flesh. So that's the mind of wickedness. That's a mind of self-gratification. That's a mind of sin. That's a mind of darkness. That's a mind that does not speak of God in a right manner. That's a mind that thinks that life is complete without the Father. So that's a mind that does not bear the fruit of the Spirit, but rather live a life that is isolated from Yahushua HaMashiach. So if that life is has been isolated from the source of life, Yahushua HaMashiach, that life cannot bear fruit because the mind is not connected to the right source, and that mind is in darkness. So we are talking about the mind that is estranged from Christ, the mind that is far away from the knowledge of Christ, the mind that has taken its own life to itself rather than to take the life and give it to the one who is a life giver. So a carnal mind is a mind that is not influenced by the Holy Spirit, not influenced by God. It's a mind that cannot say that mind knows the Father through Yahushua HaMashiach. It's a mind that is living on its own world other than the world of the Spirit. That's a mind that cannot be trusted, for it is self-trusting. It is dependent on itself rather than depending on the Father. And we know that the scripture says we must not lean unto our own understanding, but rather depend on the Father all the time. So if we live in carnality, we learn to depend on ourselves. We learn to think that we can do things on our own without being connected with the Father. We learn to believe that our money, we learn to believe that our ability, our giftedness are enough for us to be able to live this life. So that's carnality. That's the life that is lived outside of God, not believing that the Father is the source, not believing that he is the first and the last. So in other words, it's a mind that is dead in trespasses, dead in sin, and it cannot be resuscitated other than being allowing the Spirit of God to be the life giver back to that mind. So we are talking about that mind that is void of the presence of God. That's the mind that has rejected the truth of God. Because of that, it cannot retain the knowledge of God. And hence, tonight, we want us to be understanding of that mind, which is becoming a trap to all of us, because we think we are self-sufficient if we can think for ourselves other than or outside of the knowledge of the Father.
Mm. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, grace you abundantly. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about the carnal mind, what it is all about. 0826572729. Talk to us there. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, a voice note on the WhatsApp. And you can give us a shout. Talk to us there. 012-334-1322.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Okay, send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. Touching base on the very issue of a carnal mind. And send us a WhatsApp and a voice note there. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Siguzo ukuthini. Babongale.
Evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, carnal mind. Carnal mind is a mind that is self-focused, selfish and unrestrained by God's law. It's a mind that dominated by the flesh and its desires. We can read Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 11. Carnal-minded is to be more worldly than spiritual. It can also mean to be human. Carnal-minded people live to satisfy the flesh desires, seeks to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We can read 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. These longings is an empty pursuit that can never satisfy and that leads ultimately to condemnation and death. We can read Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Carnally minded includes any sin that is of carnal, sensual, and physical nature, sexual immorality, gluttony, drugs, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, strife, greed, wrath, pride, envy, and lust. To overcome carnally minded is to develop the mind of Christ and become spiritually minded. Life in the spirit and following God's ways brings abundant life and peace. A child of God keeps his or her mind focused on the things of the spirit. A true believer's mind is set on the things above, not on earthly things. We can read Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. We are to set our minds right to the disciplines God has given us for our faith. Walking in the Spirit, we can read Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 26. Prayer is essential because it comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We can read Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Bible study often inhabits our understanding of God and His purposes for our life. The Holy Spirit must be allowed to encourage and to guide us into the truth of Scripture and its intention for our faith. Loving God and man is our life. It is the law from God. A life of love empowers the children of God in their faith fulfillment of the law. We can read Romans chapter 8, verse 4. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongane. I really appreciate it. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. A carnal mind, what is it even all about? And when are we carnal? You know, when are we carnal? Where can we say, to an extent, we are seeing the aspect of our carnality. To a particular extent, we see where we are not going right. It means when I look at my hobbies, I look in the way I do things, I look in the way I spend time, I look at what consumes me most of the time, the things that I pay attention to, they can tell what kind of mindset am I at. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Ulwazi olute veche, impilo engcono, nothando olute gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.